worst. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. That is Baja Blast. We decided to drive an hour and a half in the rain to do that. We could pack up. We've hit the pinnacle. That's it, world. That's called art. Welcome to the Golden West, where they still call at 11 p.m. It's a great place. Yeah, this is only our second show in Baltimore. It's an exciting time. We've seen every episode of The Wire. John Waters gave us directions. The Baltimore Ravens play here. I don't know if you guys know this for the listening podcast at home. This is where Edgar Allan Poe wrote every single word he's ever written, and he's buried here. He's buried at the Golden West in Hamden in Baltimore. This isn't the show. I mean, yes, it's actually the show. The show has begun. It's called You, Me, Them, Everybody. It's a podcast. It's a talk show. And my name is Brandon Weatherby. That was me trying to pander slash make fun of where you live. Here's why. I live in Washington, D.C. It's not a fun place to live. It's full of fiscal cliffs. There's apocalypse things happening. My lovely fiancé is a tax reporter. She spent the evening staring at a dead man's body. A senator from Hawaii recently passed away. So she was staring at his body while John Boehner decided to be a cool bro and not vote on anything. So that's the life I come from. And that's okay. I have a fun life. I get to have a talk show where I meet interesting and fascinating people. And I get to tour around with this band called Baja Blast. See, what you guys don't know about Baja Blast, well, it could fill this room, let's be honest. Okay, number one, our guitarist, his name is Ian. Ian Moonlight's in this side project called Lenorable. They'll be playing later tonight. But more importantly, Ian, the guitarist for Baja Blast, this is his birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, he is turning older tonight. He did it. That's fascinating. The drummer. So Ian, what's cool about Ian is Ian grew up a Mormon. This is a true fact. He grew up a Mormon. And I don't know if you guys know this, but like there's a really important election coming up, right? There's an important election coming up on Tuesday. And Ian didn't have a lot of supportive role models in his life. I mean, you don't see a lot of Mormon guys out there, you know, sticking it to the man, you know. You see a lot of Mormon guys, they're okay. But we need a Mormon in that house that is white. And I think that we could do it this Tuesday. And with Ian's help, and with Baja Blast's help, this is the weirdest fucking monologue ever. We can do this. We could, yes, we can, everybody. Yes, we can have a meandering monologue in this beautiful space that I didn't think would be this nice, and now I feel bad and ill-prepared. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantastic talk show. We have four guests tonight. We have two guests that are going to use their words. We have one guest that's going to use their comedy. And we have one guest that's going to use their music. Before we get to any of that, we need to hear more horrible AC/DC covers. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't play another AC/DC cover, right? Please don't know AC/DC? Perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, my favorite Mormon guitarist of all time and a drummer, put your hands together for Baja Blast, everybody. Baja Blast! Oh, that was fantastic, band! Thank you so much. Here's why that song is good. Number one, it's about cats. I'm a big cat fan. I recently put down a cat this week on Wednesday. The cat's name is Daisy. Daisy's now dead. Had Daisy for 3 months. Cost about $1,200. The last 3 weeks of Daisy's life were spent with me shoving a needle in her back to give her some fluids, IV fluids. The last 2 hours of Daisy's life consisted of me holding her and crying on the floor while trying to give her wet food. So that's why I like that song number one. That song is called Cat Scratch Fever. She had feline leukemia fever. It's similar. The other reason why is because Ted Nugent, the author of that brilliant tune, is a big supporter of my favorite presidential candidate. His name is Mitt Romney, everybody. And I think this Tuesday, it's going to be a big Tuesday for Mitt. Give it up for Mitt, everybody. Let's hear it for Mitt. We're going to take the White House back. So thank you guys so much. Band, are you ready to play on our first guest? Brilliant. Yes, you're going to play another song. Okay. This guy was recommended to me by my favorite poet that's living. And please don't laugh yet. I hate poetry because it's stupid and frivolous, and I don't understand it. And I like three poets that are living. And hopefully this guy will be number four. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Adam Robinson, everybody. Play him on, band. Baja Blast, take it away. Adam, how are you?
Well, I'm very good, and I'd like to thank my friend Michael Kimball because I took his drink as I was walking up here.
Now, what are you drinking? What is Michael's drink?
I'm drinking Michael's gin and tonic.
Gin and tonic. That's a medium drink. I'm drinking whiskey and club soda because that's the best drink. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, what kind of whiskey?
Well, so cheap whiskey. It's not bad.
Yeah, I would definitely go for the cheap whiskey myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Adam, you're a poet. I know you're a poet because you have books that say poetry book, and your name is on them, and you're holding one right now.
That's correct.
You are correct, sir.
Did you think that would go over better when you did
The thing is because I've been studying on how to be on a talk show, and I thought it would be good if I was Ed McMahon.
He was a co-host and a drunk. Are you a drunk?
You are correct, sir.
Oh, that's cute. See, that's cute. It's a follow-up, yep. Kind of like a tag.
It's a callback.
Kind of. Okay, so will you read a poem from the book that has your name on it and words that you wrote in the book?
Yes.
This isn't the Bible.
No.
This isn't Mitt Romney's biography, which is a fantastic book, which I highly recommend. It's about taking America back. This is your words. Are you willing to read your words in front of another man that's holding a microphone?
Yes.
Take it away.
Can I stand?
Yeah, feel free.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
This is a poem called I'm Going to Have Sex with These People. I'm Going to Have Sex with These People by Adam Robinson. Everyone seems really good. People are so beautiful, man. Take, for example, this lady on the bus. Take everybody on the bus. Don't forget to take the driver, for example. All so beautiful. All these people with, like, their coats and foibles. Take everyone outside the bus walking a dog. Take their dogs. They're nice people. You know what I'm saying? If you're on the bus heading into the wrong neighborhood, who's more scared, you or the bee? I manufacture enemies on purpose because I'm so good-natured in general I get scared. God is love, believe that, but dude, your mama is seriously fat. The lady on the bus could pass for a man. She chewed half a cigarette in her mouth. She had jowls. She did knitting. From the back of the bus, I loved this lady's, what is it? The young pro aside her smell sat repulsed. I liked that. Good job, everyone. Thanks a lot, you people.
Adam, sit down.
It's just a poem.
Okay, that was good. I like that poem a lot. Okay, here's why I like
that
poem.
Can I be the fourth?
I think
poet?
You made the list, Adam. Congratulations. It's a really mean list. Here's why I like that poem. Sometimes the world is, like, really complicated. And sometimes you just think, like, maybe we should kiss. You know, like, what if we just kissed right now? Like, what? Why? Maybe you should leave the house with a condom on. Because you never know what's going to happen. Like, why are you limiting yourself like that? And that poem, to me, it was kind of like saying, hey, why don't we kiss on the bus, stranger? Is that fair to say that your poem was about kissing?
You said a mouthful.
I sure did. What are your thoughts on kissing?
Well, I agree with a lot of what you said there. I would like to leave the house thinking that I would kiss somebody soon.
Yeah, do you ever leave the house with a condom on your penis? Because you want to have a safe life, guys. It's important. Listeners at home.
Are condoms important?
That, you know, that raises an even better question. How much do you love life? Do you really want to live life to the fullest? Or Do you want to live life to the medium, but a lot longer?
Yes.
Cool. Okay, so that actually was good. Why is most poetry bad?
Because when other people go to sleep, they think about things that are different than what you think about.
And you think about bus rides.
Yes.
That's cool, man. But this book of yours that has your name, is this one that you put out?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Publishing books. Like, who published this book?
That was published by my friends here in Baltimore from a small press here in Baltimore called Narrow House.
Are you part of Narrow House?
I am not.
That's cool.
I am not.
You and I are leaving out words and sentences that need to be there. And I'm sorry about that, Adam. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Okay, so they didn't put this book out, but don't you run a publishing house?
I do. I run a publishing house called Publishing Genius Press.
What is Publishing Genius Press?
It's a small press. We started in 2006, and we've published about 25 different books of poetry and experimental, innovative fiction.
Why?
Well, because when I go to sleep at night, I think about ways that I can influence culture.
Okay, how are you influence culture by putting out other books? Do you feel like I'm grilling you?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I like what you do. Is the kind of stuff that you put out similar to your stuff?
Yes. I feel like my stuff is good and that other stuff is also good.
That is a fair and respectable response.
And I'm not trying to be coy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, who are some Baltimore poets that people need to know about? I mean, unless you're another poet, you probably don't know about the art form.
Yeah, no, that's true. There's a great literature scene here in Baltimore. It's a very diffuse scene, and I think that like some of it is good and some of it is bad. Some of the good ones are, like the old, there's some really old guard stuff here.
Okay. What's the new guard?
The new guard.
Who are some people that are living that are good?
Because I was just going to talk about Edgar Allan Poe for a minute.
Listen,
I'm glad you saved me.
Edgar Allan Poe lived here for like 4 years.
Yeah, everything he ever wrote, he
was
wrote
in the Golden West.
Yeah, it was at
it Golden was West. In Golden West.
But
and so, The Wire. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
And Dan Deacon lives here.
Yes.
And Cal Ripken Jr. came here after every home game.
Dan Deacon and Cal Ripken Jr. are two of my favorite poets.
Because they were consistent and like neon?
Yes. They were really handy with the baseball.
This show, though it is called You, Me, Them, Everybody, is mostly about me and my enjoyment. And this is enjoying me beyond belief.
I'm enjoying you more than everybody. I'm enjoying everybody a lot. Especially them. And me.
You've included
and you.
Every word. Do you think the show would be better if it was called Y'all, Me, Them, Everybody?
What?
Okay. We've accomplished...
How much time do we have left? Because I really want to say something
about
intelligent.
About a minute. You got a minute
one
left.
Minute.
You got
all
1 minute left. Okay. You're a poet. You're good. You don't suck. Most poetry sucks. You have a publishing house. A lot of people you like are old guard. That means dead. You can't think of one living poet that doesn't suck.
No, I can think of one living poet that doesn't suck.
And from Baltimore. Go.
And lives in Baltimore?
Yeah.
I can't do it.
That's hard. That's hard. Well, come on. Let's plug some stuff that you actually enjoy. Like, give me one thing that I could take home as someone that usually hates poetry. Like, what should I be doing to appreciate the art form
more? I would like to tell you this one thing.
I love
that
things.
You will enjoy.
Love things.
All right. Chris Toll said, this is a Baltimore poet. He said...
See on the Ravens. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He is not on the Ravens, but he did love the Ravens, and he did say this line of poetry that is really great.
Go ahead.
The job of the poet is not to explain the mystery. The job of the poet is to make the mystery greater.
So what that guy said was really no different than Sarah McLachlan when she said, we're building a mystery.
I thought she said, your love is better than ice cream.
I think that's Sheryl Crow.
Nope. Sheryl Crow said, I just want to have some fun until the sun comes up upon Santa Monica Boulevard.
That was Liz Phair.
No, Liz Phair said, your boyfriend.
That was PJ Harvey.
I don't know what PJ Harvey said.
Really?
No, I don't know.
You're fun to play with.
We can do this all night.
What? Now that we're...
All night.
I don't get to come to Baltimore often, and I love coming to the Windy City. I love coming to the Windy City, see the Golden Gate Bridge, and just hang out and have an old fashioned Milwaukee brat at the Orioles game. Give me one place in Baltimore that I need to know about. This is one of my favorite cities.
Yes.
Give me a place. Come on.
The Ice House on Elm Street and 37th.
I heard that Rams Head Live is just the best. Is that true?
Yeah, if you're really like a million-dollar sound room.
That's pretty great, right?
That is what you like.
I do love that. I love awful things and designer drugs, so that's where I should go?
Yes, you should absolutely go to Rams Head Live because that's what you said.
Guys, give it up for Rams Head Live. They put on a lot of great show. Rams Head Live, they do a lot of... Well, you're not done. Sit down for 1 second. Final question of the evening. This is from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stock, PhD. It is a truly awful book. Adam, I need you to pick a number between 10 and 20.
This is the question?
Well, that's the first part of the question.
7.
Adam, I need you to pick a number between 10 and...
17.
Perfect. 17. It's a very long question. If during a 2-week vacation you had met and fallen in love with someone who lived 1,000 miles from you, what would you do when you return home to give the relationship a chance? If the two of you wanted to be together, how would you be willing to change your life to make it happen, and how much would you expect your lover to change?
Wow, that's a really good question, Brandon.
I don't think it is.
I think I would move there.
That's reasonable.
And I would not expect her to change at all. I would just be happy to be with him.
You're fun. Time for plugs. Where can people find your book?
Check my book out. It's called Adam Robeson and Other Poems. You can find it at Normal's Books and Records. And publishinggenius.com.
And you guys do shows at Rams Head Live all the time.
I do. My band. Check us out at Rams Head Live. We are called Godspeed You from the Trail of the Dead.
That's a pretty good band name. I thought you were just in a Smash Mouth cover band. What's your favorite Smash Mouth song, really quick? Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the fucking awesome Adam Robinson, everybody. Oh, man, we're making friends in Baltimore, band!
Yay!
We're doing it together. Guys, listen, we're doing it live. We're locking the gates. We're making it weird. It's a podcast, everybody. Listen, guys, we live in a divisive time. And there's one candidate out there that's going to take this country back. He's got a lot of big ideas. But he comes from a small town. He's got a sweet dick. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for our next guest. He runs the Out of Your Head Collective. Ladies and gentlemen, Baja Blast, are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Matt Frazio, everybody. Matt, I need you to come to the stage. Baja Blast, that was Van Halen?
Yeah, man, thanks for that.
Matt, you don't play music like Van Halen, do you?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
What's your favorite Van Halen song?
Which era?
Name one Van Halen song.
Right Now.
That is a Van Halen song. Yeah. You went for a Hagar song.
I honestly like the Gary Cherone era the best.
Yeah. Name one Gary Cherone song, smartass.
Well, it was more the way he sang the old songs.
Wow, people in Baltimore are way quicker than people in D.C. I'm used to shitty answers. That was a great answer.
It's
you
true.
Actually play.
I mean, I'm speaking the truth to you.
You speak truth to power. You got to speak truth to power, oh. Matt. Now, Matt.
You're assuming a position of power.
Seriously, what's with you guys? Like, you're all fun. You're not rich. Are you rich?
Do you see this swacket?
Yeah, but. Yeah, is that a sweater or a jacket? That's confusing. Where did you get that weird article of clothing you're wearing? For the listener at home, please explain from chest up what you were wearing.
It's a swacket. It's a...
That sounds like you're masturbating on a jacket. Are you masturbating on a jacket?
Not at the moment, but...
Have you masturbated on a jacket?
Not on purpose.
How do you masturbate on a jacket? On accident. Guys, listen, we're talking about jacking off on a coat, okay? Respect. Thank you. Just Josh and you guys. I'm sorry. Mitt Romney's got a lot of good ideas, and Matt's going to talk about those ideas right now. Matt.
Yeah.
Top five reasons you like Mitt Romney from bottom to the top. Number five, go. Stumped you. Gave you another one of those gotcha questions,
I haven't put them in order.
Okay, that's fine. One to five, not specifically in order, but five solid, bulletproof reasons to vote Mitt Romney this upcoming Tuesday.
You are rich.
You
can afford a swacket.
You have a swacket. You're rich. Those are. I'll give you two for that.
Okay, that's
three
two
more.
Reasons.
Let's round these out to an even five.
The election happened a few weeks
ago. No. That was a practice test. This Tuesday, Christmas Day,
yeah.
Is when Mitt Romney... Okay, Matt, let's actually talk about real shit.
Come on.
You run the out of your head. Is it a collective? Could I call it a collective?
I do, although it wouldn't be fair for me to just let you say that I run it.
You're part of it. You're one of the...
Well, I'm the co-founder. I founded it with another dude who has since moved to New York City where he expanded the Out of Your Head Collective.
And that's kind of great.
It is.
Yeah. So you guys have is it a weekly residency at Wind Up?
Yeah. Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday at Wind Up Space. Now, I've done a show at the Wind Up Space. I love the Wind Up Space. But is the Wind Up Space as good as Ram's Head Live?
It's better.
Is it better?
Yes.
Okay. Calm down. Let's talk about how great Ram's Head Live is for a second.
All right. Tell me.
1 to 10. How do you rate it?
No. You tell me, man.
Listen, I'm not here to just tell you to vote for Mitt Romney and to go to Ram's Head Live. These are just ideas I want to put in the ether, you know?
Okay.
But I really want to know is, like, why do you do this? What is the point of this?
Of Out of Your Head?
Yeah, of Out of Your Head.
It's mostly just to provide a venue for musicians who are interested in creating spontaneous music
in
spontaneous situations in the city of Baltimore every week.
So it's like a lot of free jazz?
There's a lot of that.
What other types?
I mean, it really is all over the place. It depends who's playing that week.
What if I come from a really kick-ass Third Eye Blind show
okay. At
Ram's Head Live? See?
Yep.
I got my three EBs with me. They get it. Now, if I want to go to see one of your shows, will I enjoy it? Will I hear those beautiful lyrics that I've come to love like I got tattooed?
You might.
Do you have any tattoos?
I don't.
You look like the kind of guy that would have tattoos.
What is that supposed to mean?
It looks like you look like the kind of guy that would have a Gary Cherone tattoo. Now, I think
cool.
That's a compliment.
I'll take it as a compliment.
When did you start Out of Your Head?
Almost 4 years ago.
And you started it
2009.
Did you start it because there was a lack of good places for you and your friends to play, or why did you start
No, it was really, like I said, it was more about fostering the creative music community here in Baltimore, just providing a venue for people to play together who don't normally play together.
What are some of the good things that have come from this 4 years?
So let me just describe what we do.
Please do.
So we have... like 60 of the best musicians in Baltimore.
Isn't that like almost every musician in Baltimore when
no.
you say 60? How many are there?
No,
there's
no.
like 60 in D.C. total.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But Baltimore has a very big arts scene.
Yeah, why is Baltimore better in the arts than D.C.?
I think it's the people.
Well, yeah, obviously it's the people. But like, what about the people? I'm agreeing, okay?
I think the people that live in Baltimore are interested in fulfilling their desires.
Is it kind of like how Cal Ripken Jr.
I don't know
showed up every single day?
Yes.
Day in,
it's a lot like
day
that.
Out, pounding away. I'm going to make it after
it's
all.
A lot like
singing
that.
Laverne and Shirley, having one of those classic Milwaukee Baltimore Oriole brats.
It's not as transient as D.C. People stay in Baltimore and do what they want to do.
Are you doing what you want to do?
Yes.
You seem to be happy.
I am.
But you're a musician.
Yes.
Do you see where there's a problem with that?
No.
Fair enough.
Where? Tell me.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm from the free jazz scene in Chicago. I worked at this place called The Hungry Brain for a lot of years.
Okay.
And some of the best music I've ever seen is from there. And they have a free jazz scene. So uh-huh. Do you know Dave Rempis?
I don't.
He won a MacArthur Grant, a Genius Grant for playing the fucking saxophone. That's nuts. But yeah, he's an amazing jazz musician.
Dave Rumpus,
yeah.
Cool. Rumpus.
No, I'm getting the names wrong. I'm going to cut this part of the podcast so I don't sound like an idiot.
Rumpus.
Dave Rumpus is a different saxophonist. Anyways, I see these amazing jazz musicians.
Yeah.
And they'll play like transcendent sets, the kind of set where you're like, I'm never going to be that good. I'm just going to quit everything in life. And it seems like what you do. They bring in guests from around the country or around the world.
Right.
And then I hang out with them after because I was working there. And they're all miserable. They seem very, very sad. And you don't seem sad.
I'm not.
Yet you work with a lot of different musicians.
They're not sad either, most of them.
Once
I try not to work with sad musicians.
How do you work with any musicians then?
On their instruments, you know what I'm saying?
No, that makes no sense to me. You just said other instruments.
I said I try not to work with musicians who are sad. Sad.
Yeah, I know, but like, how do you meet any musicians that aren't sad?
What's that?
How do you meet? Where can I go to meet musicians?
Come to Out of Your Head.
What?
Come to Out of Your Head.
All right, I will.
Although, there's no Out of Your Head next Tuesday because it's Christmas. There's a musician right back there who's not sad. That's McGregor Burns. He's not sad. He's happy. Look at him.
Yeah, he looks cool.
He is good. Somebody said they heard he was good. They probably heard him play.
You know what? He has the kind of hair that reminds me of a certain presidential candidate, and his name is Mitt.
That's true.
Nice hair, bro. Holy shit. The guy that's not Mike needs to be Mike'd. He just screamed, if it don't fit, vote Mitt. Why didn't that tag exist about 6 months ago? That would have swept the goddamn election.
You would have been happy.
Listen, that was a practice run. I'm excited. Matt?
Yes.
You seem like a happy man who does good work. And this will be over in an hour. I agree. Don't worry about it. You're a good guy. I just think that what you do is really cool. And I love that we could talk about Van Halen so much. It makes me happy as a boy.
Did you know that Eddie Van Halen once woke up in a motel room with an earache and went to the hospital because of it, and it turned out to be a June bug that had crawled into his ear? It's true.
I did not, Matt. You know what? I would like to announce that this is the last You, Me, Them, Everybody, because nothing could ever top that antidote.
Well, the world is also ending in, what, like an hour or something? Less.
31 minutes. We're good.
Cool.
We're going to end this interview with a question from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex.
I own that book.
Do you really?
I've thought about every question. Go ahead.
Fine. Pick a number between 10 and 20.
I like number 13.
13. We're out of 13. You get 12. When you meet people, do you ever imagine what they would look like naked?
Yes.
Or what they are like sexually?
Yes.
How would you feel if you knew someone were musing about you in this way?
Good.
You're a man of few words, aren't you, Matt?
It depends what you ask me.
Where can people...
Should I keep this?
I will
now have two copies of this page.
Just that one page, though.
I'll use it as a bookmark.
Think of it like a pocket Bible, you know? Like, whenever you need to think about, like, what passage does this apply to, world?
Can I ask you a question?
No.
You have to choose between 10 and 11.
10.
If, during the next month, you could have the power to hear your partner's every thought when you made love, would you want to?
Yeah.
Would it upset you to have your partner hear your thoughts?
No, it's the exact same thought.
Which is?
Kiss, 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 let's kiss. We're going to kiss everybody. It's time to kiss.
Wow.
Yeah, that's their thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Do you like kissing?
I like to kiss.
Isn't it fun? It's just like when like mouths touch. It's like, you know, it's pretty cool. That's all.
What is this leading to?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Cool. People can see you every single Tuesday at...
The Windup Space, outofyourhead.org.
And you guys have shows in New York all the time, too.
Every other Sunday at Freddy's Bar and Back Room in South Slope,
And please
Brooklyn.
Plug the website.
Outofyourhead.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for my favorite Gary Cherone fan, Matt.
Thanks,
Frazier,
Brandon.
Everybody. Thank nice you so much,
you,
buddy. Baja Blast, everybody. Sometimes you think, like, maybe some place is going to inspire something new and different. You go to New York City and you're thinking, like, maybe I'm going to do a show in front of this guy and he's going to see me and I'm going to get something awesome. And then sometimes you do a show and like, you're single and you're like, I really hope I do well because then this girl will take me home. And then sometimes you do a show in Baltimore and you're like, I hope a guy in a camo coat heckles me. And it just happens, and dreams come true, and you realize, like, it's all been worth it. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage is a very funny stand-up. She has a podcast of her own. She's going to tell some jokes, and then we're going to chat. Baja Blast is going to play around. Is that correct, gentlemen? Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very funny Kimberly Ambrose, everybody. Kimberly!
Guys, thank you. You don't know Wu-Tang? You don't do Wu-Tang? That's okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. How is everybody?
Yay!
Yay! On a scale of 1 to kindergarten emotions, how are you feeling? Yay! Listen, did you hear the good news? Michael J. Fox is having a baby. Did you hear this? Not the joke yet. Wait for it. It's super exciting. Like, I'm really happy for him. He's been through a lot in his life, and he's moving on. It's so positive. It's a little sad, though, because he was born with shaken baby syndrome. So, like, that's sad. It's bittersweet, is what it is, really. Does anybody here have kids? Anybody?
Yeah.
Well, go home. It's a Thursday night. What are you doing here? Jesus. I don't have kids. I would like to one day. I'm looking forward to being a mom, but I'm waiting. You know, I'm being mature. I'm being responsible. Because having children is a lifetime commitment. Except for black guys. But
hey, God damn it.
But most of the time...
Well,
do you have kids?
Yes!
Then what the fuck are you doing here? Go home! Point proven. No, but I think you can contest. I think you can agree with me here. Having children is a lifetime commitment, right? One day they come out of your snatch, and the rest of your life they're up your ass. True story. True story. It's funny because it's true, really. A little bit of truth for you. My mom and I had a tender moment the other week. She decided to show me my birth video. Oh, I know, right? Oh. The most disgusting miracle that hath ever been upon us. Yeah, it was exciting. I mean, I wanted to see how I came into the world. Everybody has a birth story, right? I wanted to hear mine. I did have to accept that I was going to have to see, like, my face uncomfortably close to my mom's vagina. And by uncomfortably close, I do mean inside of, just to clarify. But it's fine. Like, it's nature, right? That's how it works. I got over it. And it was actually really... enlightening to see how I came into the world. It was really cool until we got to the part where she started to push me out and she pooped. Yeah. Great for my self-esteem, right? There I am. First moments of life. Getting shit on. Awesome. That is... Thanks, Mom. Is this my birth or an R. Kelly video? Fucking... God... I did get to learn a little bit about myself, though. I was born with the umbilical cord wrapped around my neck, which is why now I have trouble taking deep breaths, and I enjoy choking during sex. Yeah. That's why I like a man with soft hands, so the throat bruising doesn't look too skanky. You know. I put that on my OkCupid, just to let all the players know. This bitch is into getting choked out. Men without arms need not apply. Although, you know, I could work with a man without hands. I could do that. I could have a badass boyfriend. His name is Bear. His left hand he lost in a carpentry accident, and his right hand he cut off because he was mad about that carpentry accident. He's a man. He does a mean sleeper hold. He just puts my little throat right in the crook of his arm, and he just, squeezes till it pleases. Oh, it is delicious. I'm just kidding. That's silly. I don't have a boyfriend that's missing hands. I have a boyfriend that's missing manners and a job, but it doesn't matter. It's fine. I used to have a black boyfriend. Yeah, he was really fun. We were into role-playing in the bedroom. Our favorite role-playing game was White Plantation Owner's Daughter and Black Field Hand. It's super hot. He broke up with me, though. He broke up with me because he said I was racist. He said he felt disrespected by the way I painted on my black face. I said to him, I said, well, I don't appreciate the way you pronounce every syllable when you are in character. I don't talk like that. God. Dating is hard. Relationships are hard. We live in a modern age, right? We are on the cusp of not only dying, but also a new year. It's very exciting. I am an independent woman. I have 3 jobs. I support my damn self. As far as men are concerned, I don't really need your respect. I just need your undivided attention while you're coming on my face. I don't think that's much to ask. I really don't. I really don't think that's much to ask. You know? God. I got into a new relationship recently. I know. Thank you, person I know. Very supportive. It's been a lot of fun. He's awesome. We are really enjoying each other. But it's showing me how pessimistic I can be about things. Like, before this relationship, I was in another one for 6 years. And when I asked my boyfriend now what his longest relationship was, he said 3 months. Okay? So to put that in perspective for you, that's kind of like I served a prison sentence, he went to detention after class. Okay? He shoveled a snowy walkway, I was in a chain gang. All right? That's kind of how that works. I'm just a little jaded now because I was in such a long term. Like, I know what happens in relationships now. At the beginning, there's so much hope. It's like a fresh, hot ham coming out of an oven. It's just glossy and it's beautiful and you want to sink your teeth into it. What you don't realize is nature will set in and you will get indigestion. Because that's just the way of life. It's just how it is. Eventually, reality sets in. One of you farts in front of the other one. It just happens. That's what happens in a relationship. It sucks and I don't want to go there, but that's what happens. Because at the beginning, there's nothing can go wrong, right? Like the honeymoon period. At the beginning, everything's great. We're never going to fight, and he's never going to not be in love with me, and he's never going to hate the sound of me chewing. Like, never. It's always going to be golden and just precious. Oh, like a sweet baby rabbit that doesn't make it to full term. Just always so... You want to rub your nose on it. It's so cute. Oh, they're so cute when they're little... But the thing is that I know, because of what I've been through, I know what happens in a long-term relationship. And basically, reality sets in. One day, you're sitting on the toilet, literally minding your own business, and your loved one is late. They have to be somewhere 5 minutes ago, so they kick in the bathroom door, or maybe they just open it like a regular person, but they come in and they brush their teeth while you're sitting on the toilet. That's what a relationship is. It's the fresh, minty, pasty hope mixed with the taste of the smell of your lover's shit, just mixing in there. That's what it is. A relationship is 2 people who love each other, who are so filled with hope, and they agree to go through the shit of life together. That's what it is. For example, in the Jewish wedding ceremony, You know when the groom breaks the glass and they go, Mazel Tov! Where are my Jews at? Holler, thank you. So when they break the glass, that glass is actually filled with the bride and groom's farts. It is. That's what it is. No. Listen, I'm going to explain it to you. It's actually really beautiful, you guys. God. Or I'll just start talking about who I want to fuck on a bus. Like, whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to talk about, we will fucking talk about. I'm a panderer. I don't care. No, but they fill, it's filled with farts because it's to represent the reality of life. Two people's reality coming together. And over top of that, they say their vows. I'm going to love you. I promise. I'm going to be there for you. That's actually what Mazel Tov means. It means till death do us fart. Thank you.
Kimberly Ambrose, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Kimberly.
Kim. My friends call me Kim.
Kim.
Yep.
Why do you have three jobs?
Because I'm a busy lady.
Why not have one decent job?
Really what it is I'm American and I hoard everything, including my jobs.
What are your jobs?
I'm a massage therapist. I'm a birth doula. I support women through childbirth. And I'm a stand-up comic. Are you floored?
No.
A little bit? No, never.
No. Why are you helping pregnant ladies with babies?
Because like, I can.
Well, you could be a steel worker, but you're not. I mean, like, what drew you to...
Well, if I was working in a steel mill, like, I would get all those shavings, like metal shavings in my lungs.
Yes.
I don't breathe in, like, the fluids. I just do my job and I leave. So it's a health issue, really, is what it is.
What made you want to do that job? That's not like a back of the newspaper, back of the alt-weekly, like...
Yeah, I don't know. I respect women. I respect their process. I've always wanted to be a mom, so I just dove in.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
You're 24.
Wow!
Do you think that that's normal?
Absolutely
like, if you go to
not.
Other cities, do
no.
people just... Okay.
I'm probably the least normal. I don't want to say that. That's a little cocky.
You're normal.
No.
We're all normal.
I grew up in a funeral home. I'm not normal.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Where?
All right.
Where?
My family's business is in Arbutus and Lansdowne, Maryland.
So that's not a big city. It's sort of a small town
county.
Kinda.
Yep.
County? Okay.
County situation.
So you had to know a lot of the people that came through.
Some.
How old were you? Like, was this from birth?
No, from the time I was 10 until I was, like, 16, I think.
So when you were literally going through puberty.
Yeah, good times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Armpits and cremation.
Have you seen more alive parts or dead parts?
What do you mean by parts, bro?
Dicks.
Dicks? I've seen zero dead penises except for when my boyfriend can't get it up.
What does your boyfriend do?
He works with mentally handicapped people.
See, now I don't want to make fun of his sad dick because he's got like a job that helps the world.
It's fine. I'll make fun of it.
Why would you make fun of his sad dick?
Because it's funny.
How long have you been together?
Like 2 months now.
That's not a boyfriend.
It's
That's a guy you're trying to...
It's a baby.
Wait, you've been together 2 months and he has problems getting it up?
Whoa! Seth Rogen on a cleanse. Are you trying to tell me my relationship situation?
Wait, did you say I look like a thin Seth Rogen?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's so nice of you.
But like after a cleanse.
Guys, I did it. I'm at my peak weight. I'm asking questions. Like you've
Go
been.
Ahead.
He really has had a problem with getting it up, and you've
no.
been together. Okay.
I'm. You just got me off a comedy set. I'm gonna say the most stupid things that pop in my head.
I just want to get to the truth because I think
oh,
that there's
okay.
beauty in truth. The same way that there's beauty. In
well,
Mitt Romney's
okay.
positions.
Okay, well,
on women's
then ask
rights.
Me about some truth, buddy.
What is your favorite point of Mitt Romney's platform?
That he actually thinks people will buy it.
It's pretty great, right? Like, this Tuesday, it's going to be an exciting Christmas election day.
I feel like I'm already over it. Like, I feel like I already know who's going to win.
Yeah, Mitt Romney.
I don't know. It's women's intuition.
See, I don't
is.
See. Maybe that is women's intuition. I'm using air quotes for the listener. No, women's intuition. But I believe in things like not science, like Mitt Romney winning the election.
Right, not science. So do you believe in dinosaurs?
Well, I believe in the idea of dinosaurs, but I don't
okay.
believe that they actually roam the earth. Like, this isn't Jurassic Park.
Or that
Park,
they're, like,
guys.
In your gas tank. Like,
yeah,
so
that's
silly.
Stupid. That's
Ugh,
stupid. I'm not
ridiculous.
A woman. Okay, now what I really want to talk about. How long have you been doing comedy?
What was the question?
How long have you been doing comedy?
This is my eighth month.
Eighth month?
Yes. I'm a baby. I'm a baby at everything.
You are a baby.
Relationships.
What made you want to do it? Please say Kathy Griffin.
Depression.
That's fair. How often do you drink alcohol?
I don't know, like 3 times a week.
Oh, that's not bad. You're fine.
Yeah, no, okay. I'm fine.
You started a podcast.
Yes, we have
What's
a podcast.
What's the name of the cast?
Running the Light.
Running the Light.
With David Edwin and Dennis Petrov.
Why is your name on there?
Because you already said my name.
Oh, but like it's Running the Light, and then it's all three of your names.
It's you all three of us, yep.
What's the podcast like?
It's a comedy podcast. We try to make as much funny as possible off the cuff. We started in the car. We were recording in the car.
Cool.
And then we just switched it to sitting down and facing each other because we didn't have as good a dynamic when we weren't making eye contact.
Of course. Now, are these other two gentlemen also stand-ups?
Yes.
That works out well.
Yes.
You guys could do it on the way to and from gigs.
We used to do that, but we... Because we were in the car, so that was perfect. But we would be too focused on the show to really focus on the podcast, so it kind of went by the wayside.
Understood. What about after the show? How about that?
After the show, we're juiced up. We're a little let down because it's always less of a crowd than usual.
Question from the quick book of questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stack, PhD. I need you to pick a number between 18 and 20.
18.
Perfect. Where is the most unusual place you ever had sex? Is there any illicit or dangerous place you've thought would be fun to try if you had the chance? If so, what appeals to you about it?
The most dangerous place I've ever had sex? I mean, my vagina. Who knows what could happen, right?
See, this is a reason why you should elect Mitt Romney. This woman doesn't even know what's inside of her. We need a man to tell women what belongs in there, what's safe in there. She obviously doesn't know.
What was the second part of the question?
Where do you want to have sex that's crazy?
Crazy. Oh, gosh. There's so many good ones. The DMV, brighten up your day, stand in line. Let me think. The bread aisle in the grocery store, you can just lay all the bread down and be cushiony and soft, and you hear the crinkle like you're on a mattress that Dexter made. It's just exciting.
But you want to do it in public.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you want the worst lighting possible, which is the grocery store.
I want thick, hard lighting, like really bright, like where people are just constantly going in and out, not of me, but of the setting, just moving around. They can see you. I'm into that.
That's cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
You can make that happen very easily.
How does that make you feel?
Indifferent.
Indifferent?
Yeah, I'm good.
What do you think about that?
Nothing.
How's your podcast going?
Pretty well.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
How's that make you feel?
Medium.
How does your family feel about your podcast?
My mom just figured out how to listen to the show about 3 months ago.
Aww.
She likes when people are very dirty. She's
cool.
Her favorite comics are Cat Williams. Kathy Griffin.
Did she see Cat Williams freak out?
No.
Oh, it's great. Tell her to YouTube Williams nervous breakdown.
She doesn't
breakdown.
Know what that is. She doesn't know what YouTube
okay,
is.
Okay, we'll just pull it. Send it to her email or something.
She doesn't have an email address.
God damn it, your mom is adorable. I don't know what to do. I don't know what. You know what? Just give her the VHS.
She does still use it for her stories.
For her stories.
Joan Rivers and Lisa Lampanelli.
Okay.
Those are probably her top four.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
She loves Cat Williams, though.
He's pretty great.
No. So where can people see you?
Where can people see me? I am around Baltimore, Bel Air.
Any gigs coming up?
Tomorrow I will be at Magoobie's Joke House on Intimonium. I will be doing a guest spot.
Is Magoobie's as good as Ram's Head Live?
Fucking yeah, because I'm going to be there.
All right. Who are you featuring for?
Mark Unger.
Okay.
I'm not featuring. I'm doing a guest spot.
You're doing a guest spot.
Yeah. Okay. And also, I run a show with Dennis Petrov and Michael Quinlan at the Auto Bar.
When?
Every second Saturday of the month. It's called the Second Saturday Shit Show.
That's good.
Tommy Cimbazzo is headlining our next show. It's going to be great.
I agree. You should plug that and not Magoobie's.
What's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is at Watch Me Doing This.
It's good.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. For Kim Ambrose, everybody. Thank you, Kim. We have one more act for the evening. The band is Lenorable. I want to thank Baja Blast. Not only were they the house band, they were also art. And it's really hard to make art And what they did was kind of like maybe the most important thing you could do with art. So that was really cool. Ladies and gentlemen, you smell delightful, Lisa. It's Ian's birthday. Happy birthday, Ian. Yay. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Lenore Ball.
From our newest EP called The Prince, based on Edgar Allan Poe songs. Poems. big gap. Darkness dies within her eyes. Fantastic cries to Miss Goddess of Mine. She is strange and she is wild. Exquisite youth and blackness divine.
Of me. Thank you. This next song is not original, it's a cover song.
This is our last song. It's called Charlie Darling. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah. darling, where are you now? Charlie, darling, I'll find you somehow. Hold now, to everything you knew, to things out of your thoughts, but they won't have your dreams.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, Ian. Happy birthday, Ian.
Thanks, Brandon.
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
What do you hope happens on your birthday, which is today?
I hope that Mitt Romney gets reelected to the presidency of the United States of America.
And I think we could do that together. Yes, we can, everybody. Just remember Romney 2012. Yes, we can. Thank you so much for coming, everybody. Have a wonderful night. Yay, four more beers. Yay.